Hello.
How are you doing? Are you well?
Good, very well, thanks. Sorry, my Skype's ringing on another... My Skype is ringing both on my computer and on my iPod, on my iPad, which is really weird because it's still ringing. I could answer you twice.
So it's like an alternative
world
sort
of thing.
Okay,
we're good, we're good. Too much multimedia.
It is, yeah. Jeez, look at you with your multi-iPad...
I know.
Wow,
I've got an iPhone here as well, and I've
got an
urn containing Steve Jobs as well, the full thing.
God, look everything. At you. Yes, so I was going to say as well, do you want to tell the kids how they can find out about you on Twitter and whatnot?
How to find out about us on Twitter? Well, we are on Twitter as at Idiots of Ants, and you can do the same on Facebook, but you don't even need the at, so you can do it quicker.
Wow. So how's things with the group then? Are things going all right?
Good, yeah. Things are awesome at the moment. Yeah, we're having fun. What are we doing? We're writing a couple of bits. We're not going to do Edinburgh this year, so we're writing less sketch at the moment. Hmm. But we are doing, we're doing a show for Radio 4 soon, which we're going to do a bit on, which is called Sketchaholics. I believe it's called Sketchaholics. And then we're off to Australia to do shows out there. We're doing Melbourne Comedy Festival, Sydney Comedy Festival, and some stuff in New Zealand. So
wow.
Pretty cool. Yeah, so yeah. That's pretty good fun.
Nice work. So how was that?
It'll be fun. Assuming the Australians get our sense of humour, I don't know whether they will. Hopefully they will.
Yeah, we'll
just tell all our jokes upside down.
I'm going to leave a pause there.
For
laughs. Yeah, that was really good. how was Edinburgh last year then? Was it fun?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, we had our favourite one last year. I think maybe we had our best show last year, and we had certainly our biggest venue, and we sold it out, which was lovely. And we just had a ball, really, last year. It was great. It was really fun. I mean, it seems like a long time ago now. It's a few months ago now. But it was awesome. Yeah, it was really nice. So we've been touring that show around a little bit.
It must be good that you don't actually have to plan for Edinburgh again this year, because, you know, people are booking their rooms
yeah.
and stuff already, and it must be a weight off.
Yeah, it is. Well, we've done 5 years, so it's been a long, you know, it's been really long. But, you know, we're thinking maybe we might do it next year. There's talk about doing it next year. And there is, you know, we haven't stopped working by any means. We're just, what we needed was a different set of, a different challenge this year. So we're looking at writing a play at the moment, which could be interesting. So we're going to kind of get on with that in the next few weeks. And we're writing some bits for telly and radio. So, yeah, we're still as busy as ever.
Mm, cool. Have you got any good tales? Because the last time you were talking about seeing scruffy magazines by the side of the road and stuff when you're on tour.
Oh yeah, so, that was when we were on tour, wasn't it? Yeah, we found pornography in the bushes, which was didn't know that actually happened to people. Tour tales, traveling
tour
tales.
Yeah.
Oh well, no, you know what? We're too boring when we go out. We just get in a car and drive there and drive back. Sometimes it gets a bit hairy because Andy drives a lot of the time when we're on tour, and he's a terrible driver. So quite often there's kind of dangerous moments, but that's more sort of harrowing than it is funny.
Oh, geez, right, okay. Swiftly move on. No,
literally, we were in a car park last time we were out on tour, and Andy decided, instead of, you know, normally how people would sort of look behind them before they reversed? No, Andy, why should he? Why should he look behind him? No, he just slams it into reverse and went for it. And you know those guys that collect trolleys and sort of push the trolleys at Sainsbury's car park? Yeah, the look on that guy's face... as this van sort of careered towards him, and everybody else in the car sort of went, "Andy, stop it, Jesus Christ, Andy!" And luckily he broke in time. But yes, it's loads of fun.
Oh, poor lad. Imagine he popped himself, you know. You don't want
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, collecting trolleys. I think Andy did him a favor because collecting trolleys, that's not an exciting job. But that day, that guy really had a story to take home to his wife. Like, a maniac nearly killed me. That's quite a good story.
So what TV you've been liking recently? I assume, like everyone else, you must have watched Sherlock.
It's good, isn't it? So, what do you think? What happened at the end? You
Ooh,
got any theories?
the theories are interesting. Someone told me a theory that he, I don't know if this is true, put a tennis ball under his arm and it stops your pulse or something mad tale. I don't know.
But he did hit the ground, didn't he? So how did he, was it something to do with the doctor woman who,
Yes.
it's weird because there's a few things that happen. There's the bike that hit Watson, the fact that Watson had to stay where he was, couldn't, wasn't allowed to move, so had to see the fall from that angle, and then the bike hit him. And of course they're like, Sherlock's got his army of kind of, his street, what's that called? The street army or something?
I know what you mean. Yeah,
He's got those
camp army.
guys. But somebody was also, because the other thing was that Moriarty, there's obviously, like those children were really scared of Sherlock when they saw his face, weren't they? When they'd been kidnapped. So like Sherlock, there's obviously like a Sherlock mask or something that Moriarty's got. So maybe the, you know, when in the graveyard at the very end where we saw Sherlock, maybe that was Moriarty in the Sherlock mask. Maybe Sherlock is dead. How about that?
Ooh, that's an
Take
intriguing
that.
theory.
So
Bloody
it could be
hell.
that, or because you actually did see him hit the ground, so they've got a lot of explaining to do.
Or maybe it could have been Moriarty had been thrown with all the clothes on from the roof, and then obviously
I don't know
drugs were
because
involved apparently as well. I don't know if you knew about this, but you know the drugs from the second episode. Them kind of mind altering drugs. Maybe they were used, you see, so
So maybe Watson's been given mind altering drugs, so he's seeing things. But yeah, actually, see, I don't buy it, the idea that it was Moriarty thrown off the roof because he was flailing on his way down, and he, you know, it looked like a jump, like when you saw it. I don't know. It's good though, isn't it? It's good. I'm excited. It's
it's
going to be
good that
another
you're talking
year,
about
though, I
it.
guess, until the next lot. So,
I think it'll be a
of
good
course,
year,
we
definitely.
could just read the books. You know, there are, it is based almost sort of quite clearly on the novels. So we could just read the novels and see what happens there and then make a probably a pretty educated guess.
Oh, but they're trying to update it now, so they might be doing little bits and pieces just to mess around with you, you know, just for them intellectual people who actually read, you know.
Maybe.
So what other TV stuff's been grabbing your face then?
I'll tell you what I've really been enjoying. I don't know if you've watched it because I watch a lot of the kind of DVD box sets, the kind of American series and things. Have you seen Breaking Bad?
No, I haven't, but I'm supposed to be getting
Ooh.
Bob Odenkirk. I'm supposed to be getting him on, who was in
Right.
Breaking Bad,
Yeah.
and I've heard it's really good. Is it on in England at all? Is it on any channel
You
or?
know, I'm not sure it has been. I've not seen it, but I've been downloading it on the internet, and it's I mean, you know when you a series really gets hold of you and you just can't stop watching it. I've really had that with Breaking Bad, and I've just been like, we just flew through it, like we're just downloading episode after episode and watching it. I think it's brilliant, so good.
Is it like The Sopranos where you kind of want to tell everyone about
Yeah, I've enjoyed it more than The Sopranos, really. And
it?
I only watched The Sopranos about this time last year, and again sort of flew through that just on DVDs. But I'm more into Breaking Bad. But there's not much I can say about it because it's such an intricately woven storyline that almost anything you sort of say about it would, you know, spoil things, really. But all I would say is get watching. Get what?
Indeed, indeed. So what comedy shows are you liking at the moment
What comedy shows? What's out at the moment that I've been enjoying? You know, again, I've sort of mainly been watching the American stuff.
then?
I've been watching a lot of like 30 Rock is back for a new series. The Office is back for a new series. For me, Family Guy gets better, and you know, it doesn't stop getting better and better. And then there's a couple of things I'm kind of excited by. A thing I watched recently was, did you see Spy? Sky
Oh,
Atlantic.
is it all right?
Yeah, it's
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's him from who was in like Smart Napoleon stuff.
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah, that's the guy. It was really good, and it's been recommissioned for another. Well, it's done 6 episodes, and it's been recommissioned for another 12. It's the best thing I've seen recently. Really enjoyed it. And then in terms of like stuff that's coming, there's some exciting. There's like there's the Cardinal Burns. Do you know Cardinal Burns? The double act.
I've heard of them. Yeah.
Right. Kind of contemporaries of ours from the live sort of circuit. They've got an E4 series, which is, I think they're just finishing up the edit at the moment, so it should be sort of appearing in the next couple of months. And if it's anywhere near as good as their live stuff, it will be excellent, and I'm sure it will be every bit as good.
What did you think of Life's Too Short, by the way?
Oh, I liked it. It came up against quite a lot of. I don't know. I didn't love it. I didn't love it by any means. I have loved most of the other stuff that's come out of that kind of, you know, come out of the Gervais merchant locker. I found it watchable. I don't know. I couldn't sort of make my mind up about this. There was obviously this big debate that was going on about, you know, whether it was exploitative and whether we were just meant to be laughing because he was a dwarf. And I don't, I can't quite make my mind up on that. Because obviously, in terms of the character, you know, we were laughing at the character because the character, you know, it was that whole thing of the kind of Auguste clown character, and you know, he was a kind of despicable human being, so when he falls over you kind of laugh at him because of the character. And I think that was true for you know, mainly true, but I also think that there was part of it that was laughing, you know, at the stature, and I'm not sure. But then, you know, why shouldn't Warwick Davis be doing that? I don't know. So I haven't formulated a particularly good argument there, but I think the main crime of the series was it wasn't quite funny enough. But
yeah, enjoyed I know it what you well mean. Enough. Yeah. It, you know, I think when you're doing a sequel of sorts, to kind of when you think you've done extras and you've done The Office, and then anything after that.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? Yeah, and I think especially since everything else that they've done has seemed very different and varied, and I thought personally that Life's Too Short was kind of very similar to Extras, really, in terms of the characters and sort of where they sat in their sort of lives. And like Warwick Davis was quite, you know, quite similar to a kind of Andy Millwood, is it Andy Millman character?
Millman.
I don't know, it was, I didn't find it as impressive as the other things that they've been up to, and I'm very impressed by it. I know some people are a bit negative. I'm a big Ricky Gervais fan. I always have been.
Yeah, I think people kind of want to knock them all the time. You know, like, oh, well, he's used the M word about special needs people and stuff.
I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't have major opinions about that, but I thought that was a bit. I thought even within the context that it was in, I think it. I don't know whether you can really argue that that's not what you meant, because I think it was, if you look at the joke, I don't know. But I still like him.
Oh, yeah, totally. I think he's easy to bash because he's doing so well.
Well, yeah.
So what music are you dancing around to at the moment then? Not this moment, but generally.
Oh, I don't really listen to much music, to be honest. I've been listening to, this is the terrible thing about the Idiots of Ants. When we're, I may have said this to you before, when we're off on tour, we tend to, the soundtrack of our tour van generally tends to be musical theatre.
Right.
So that's pretty bad, isn't it? That's pretty ridiculous.
Do you want to give us some examples of your favourite then?
Well, actually, the one that we've been listening to a lot recently is, I don't know if you've heard of it, it's called The Book of Mormon. It's Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the South Park guys. It's massive on Broadway at the moment. It's really very funny musical. So listening to that. I got to see it, actually. I was in New York over the over Christmas. And I queued for 5 hours outside the theatre to get standing tickets. Imagine that dedication to musical theatre, if you will.
What was the wee situation there? Did you have to wait, or did you just
No, it
show
was quite
up
lucky
after that?
because we were there for so long, everybody in the queue kind of bonded together quite a lot. Like there was big sort of chats going on in the queue, and everybody, it was like a little family, after the 5 hours. So, if you were to run off and have to use the toilet or get a coffee or a sandwich, then there was people were being cool about it and saving your place and stuff. So it was all right. But it
Nice.
was cold, so cold, a few days after Christmas, queuing from 8 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon to get these tickets, but it was worth it. It was a good show.
Well, that's good. That's good. So
Hot.
if you did Idiots Advance Rock Opera, okay, which musicians would you like to work with then?
Well, I think you've got to go take that, haven't you? But I mean that, but you probably don't want that as an answer because that's too obvious, because that's who everybody'd choose. But it'd have to be a boy band. We like a manufactured boy band as well, so maybe an NSYNC, they'd be good for us. Maybe a Steps be good, wouldn't it?
It would
You
be
don't know,
interesting, yeah.
who'd be H from Steps? That's a weird one because he's
Well,
the best. Oh, I don't like him.
they're back now, and they're cool, and well, they're not cool. That's the wrong phrase. They're
Yeah,
back
the
now,
Rolling Stones are cool. I don't know. Yeah, Steps.
they're selling tickets for arena tour and stuff. And I don't know if you're
Arena
a
tour, that's ambitious, isn't it? That's
it is, yeah. When I saw that, I
civic
was like.
centres and town halls.
Yeah, I think they're more kind of village halls, but but I don't know if you read about this, but Manny from Stone Roses said that he went to check his ATM, and he had say like 2 grand in or something like that, and he was just double checking his amount and all that, and he realised that they'd put the advance in for the tour that they're going to do in the summer, and he had 2 million in his bank account.
Oh, bloody hell,
Wow,
really?
imagine that!
That'd be awesome, wouldn't
It wouldn't
it? Would you
it?
like an advice slip with this transaction? Don't need one, mate. There's not much you can do wrong with your
That
money when you've got 2 million quid. That's amazing. Imagine.
will never happen to Steps, I guarantee you that.
No, that'll never
No.
happen to me.
You never know, one day he
Cool,
might
isn't
be in a
it?
rock band, you know.
Maybe. I like the fact as well that there was a realization there. It was like, oh, right, yeah, of course, yeah, 2 million quid. As if it's like anybody else, it'd be like, oh my God, there's a possibility there might be 2 million quid in my account. Check it every day, never get on the phone, always keen to get your 2 million quid. And he was just nonchalantly checking his account. Oh, 2 million quid.
He's
Whatever.
gonna get some. He's gonna get some milk as well. That's all he was getting. You just need someone to
Really?
get some milk, you know. It's just.
God, I mean, how much is a pint of milk now? It's about £1. No, less than £1, but probably about 70p for a pint of milk. Think of the lakes, the swimming pools of milk that you could. I mean, I'm not suggesting it's a good way to spend your 2 million quid because you probably wouldn't get through it in before it all sort of turned. But it'd be good, wouldn't it? Imagine
It'd be
that.
amazing. Yeah. It's
Imagine the cows. You'd have, suddenly there'd be cows that were rich because of the sudden sort of milk. How much milk they were selling. You'd have cows walking around with crowns and tiaras on. It'd be awful. It'd be a different world.
Literally would be a different. It would be a cow world. Wow.
Yeah.
And final question: what do you think for the future of social media, such as Twitter and stuff? How do you think it's going to be innovated and whatnot?
Oh, this is an interesting old question. The next big thing is going to be the sort of double screens, isn't it? They're talking about this thing. The future of television is going to be this idea that as you're watching television, you've always got a sort of secondary screen. So, and they'd be synced together so that there'd be things on your television that you'd be able to get more information about the show, or you'd be able to tweet things, or potentially be able to buy things on your second screen that you were seeing advertised on the first one, which I think is pretty cool. The next thing as well is this thing where it's going to change how we pay for things. So like you'll be able you won't need a wallet anymore, basically, in a couple of years' time, because everything from your Tesco's club card to your library card to your driving license to will be on your smartphone, sort of all linked together. And like there'll be little pads on everything, so you'll be able to It'd be like Back to the Future 2, where he puts his thumb against the pad to pay for the taxi, but with a smartphone against the pad to pay for to anything and everything and to order things. And then you've got like augmented reality, which is going to get really big. So at the moment, you've got the QR codes. So you can, you know, when you put you look at a QR code through your smartphone, and like you can see on the screen, it sort of brings up images and things, or just brings you to a website. Like the way in which we use maps and things is going to change. You'll be able to see through your screen and walk around, you know, with augmented reality giving you directions, and you know, things. It's going to go bonkers.
It is, yeah. It is like a genuinely like a sci-fi film.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, hopefully, as these sort of things progress, we're going to start seeing more things from sci-fi films. Like, I've already got my Lycra bodysuit. I bought it just before the millennium, so it was ready to go for the year 2000, when I assumed we'd all be wearing them. And it's just sitting there in the wardrobe. It looks ridiculous. So hopefully it'll all change.
Yeah, well, you know, hoverboards, 2 years' time, it'll be all good.
I tell you, I will be so disappointed if they don't arrive in time for the Back to the Future 2 day. We've already got that in our calendar, in our Idiots of Ants diary. I think it's like November 5th. Is it November 5th? November 5th, 2015. Back to the Future 2 party day. Imagine that. Brilliant.
That'll be a brilliant day, yeah, totally.
Pretty good. I'm going to watch Jaws 3D. It's that comes over the street.
The problem is, what food do you have with that? What food can actually possibly complement that, you know?
What food would you have? That you'd have hydrated pizza, if you remember from the film. They put the little pizza in the microwave and it took sort of 8 seconds or something to be a full-size pizza. That's what you'd have. And then you'd press the button and the thing had come down over the table and it had loads of, you remember that, with all the fruit in it?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. And yeah, so you'd be having pizza and fruit. I guess that's what we'll be eating in 2015. I'd like to see Back to the Future 2 as a realistic snapshot into the future.
I would as well.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? And then one of those Pepsis that you can't open because it's complicated. Oh, how's it work? And Michael Jackson on the screen selling it to you. Be good.
Yeah, yeah. Michael Jackson back from the dead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying, thank you very much for your time. And,
that's all right.
Appreciate it. And are you coming up Newcastle at any point? Any sort of shows?
We're coming close.
Close.
We're coming close. We may be coming. Oh, I can't think off the top of my head. We're coming up into sort of Scarborough, into Yorkshire area. Mm. When is that? That's when we get back from Australia. So late May, I think.
Right.
Or maybe early June. Yeah, so we'll be around the area and maybe we'll put some more stuff in for Newcastle Way. Watch this space.
Yeah.
Check out the website, www.idiotsofants.com.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Well, thanks very much, and you have a fun day. Take care, right?
Cheers, mate. Okay, see you again.
Bye.
Bye.